These days, who hasn't heard of setting boundaries? Maybe you've tried setting boundaries, but you didn't experience positive results. I lived for 40 years without knowing how to set effective boundaries. Today's episode is part one of our series on setting boundaries so that your year can be filled with more focus, more space, and more freedom. Toward the end of this episode, I'm going to share with you some of the misconceptions about boundaries, as well as the truths about boundaries, and they might surprise you. Hi, you're listening to I Meant to Do That, the podcast that invites you to live and lead authentically. I'm your host, Carrie. I'm married, I'm a mom to four, proud Nana to two, and a recovering people pleaser with a dash of ADHD. I'm also a certified life and leadership coach and behavior specialist. Have you ever found yourself in the exhausting loop of overdoing and overbeing, striving for that unattainable perfection, trying to be everything to everyone, wondering how you got here? You're not alone, and I've been there too. Together, we're going to unpack topics and strategies that empower us to break free from the pressure, be unapologetically ourselves, and focus more on what truly matters. So, are you ready to join me? We're going to explore living authentically with God, with others, and with ourselves, one conversation at a time. Believe it? It's 2024. This is the first episode of the year 2024 for our podcast, I Meant to Do That. And you know what? I think this year is going to be filled with many more meaningful, intentional, focused, joyful, I Meant to Do That moments. I believe it. I know it, actually. And I believe that for you too. How are you entering the year? Are you feeling like that excitement, that anticipation? Do you already have a list of things that you want to accomplish? Do you have habits that you want to grow or things you want to change? Or are you dragging into the new year like you're not really sure what happened the last 3 months? You're still trying to find your footing? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Today, I'm tired. I'm starting our podcast season with a lot of joy and a lot of, I don't know, excitement. And I think this is going to be so much fun, especially because I have a series planned for us that'll take us through January. That's going to be phenomenal and very important, essential. It's going to be the foundation for your year. However, I'm very tired. We had a great Christmas. It was so good. Christmas for me is always a bit of a challenge. It's a mix. There's so many good, beautiful, joyful things about Christmas and activities that I thoroughly enjoy doing. But then there's some components that are hard. And so I have to be kind to myself and gentle. And then also with Christmas, there's extra stuff that has to be done that falls into the category of hard for me, like some of the extra things that only happen at Christmas. Like, for example, buying a lot of different gifts and making sure that I'm keeping that all organized. I can be somewhat of a perfectionist when it comes to gift giving with my family. I want to make sure that I'm finding the exact thing that they'd want at a good price and that has some wow factor and some surprise. They knew they wanted it, but they didn't know that they wanted it. I can put some pressure on myself. And so I get exhausted by the end of Christmas. And normally I take a few days to relax and take a well-deserved and much-needed break. But this year that did not happen because my daughter and son and I packed up our bags, threw them in the car the day after Christmas, and drove for 12 and a half hours because my daughter was in her good friend's wedding. And we were there for 3 days. One day was mostly filled with wedding stuff. And then the first day, I was able to visit with a couple friends, and my son was able to connect with his best friend. The day in the middle, my son was sick, so we were stuck in the hotel room for that day. And then my daughter was busy doing all of the wedding stuff because she was in the wedding party. And then the morning after the wedding, we packed everything up and we drove back home with all the Christmas travelers, but it went well. It was all good, but I'm tired. I haven't fully recovered yet from Christmas and then this trip. The interesting thing was, we were driving back to a place that was home for us for 12 years. So that was a unique experience. I hadn't been back. We moved away 3 years ago. I wasn't really sure what to expect. The time that we lived there, it was long. A lot of good things happened, but a lot of really hard things happened as well. And I wasn't sure what that was going to be like. I'm sure that contributed to the way I'm feeling right now, where I'm just feeling like I've been through a whirlwind of emotions and thoughts and activity. But I'm also really happy and ready to talk with you and also talk with myself about our topic that's going to be really good. We're going to be looking at boundaries for the next few episodes. So today I drove to the Gamelands and I sat alone under the winter blue sky, and I was surrounded by acres and acres, over 63,000 acres of dusty yellow grasses and shrubbery and tall, tall pine trees as far as the eye can see. Not one person, just me, my notebook, and a pen. I thought, this is the setting that I need to really calm down and focus and think about boundaries. It's one of my favorite topics. And in fact, this topic has been suggested to me by a few different listeners. Say, hey, would you talk about boundaries? And I thought, this is the right timing, the beginning of a year. Let's do it. So I'm out here in this beautiful setting and I can hear the wind, an occasional bird. And I thought, this is what I want. I want to sit somewhere where it's just me and possibility, because I feel like that's what boundaries opens up for us. And I know boundaries is a pretty popular topic, and it could seem overdone at times. I know that you've heard different takes on it, but I also know that as much as it's been talked about, sometimes the word boundaries is used carelessly. And that means that you and I have heard things that aren't helpful, and sometimes even detrimental to understanding what boundaries really are and how they help us and what they are as well as what they aren't. And maybe more importantly, why they don't work when they don't work and how to shift things so that they do work, because they really are essential for us if we want to move forward in freedom and purpose and intention. When boundaries are missing, it's just not possible. Over the last 8 years that I've been working as a coach, working with women one-on-one, as well as teaching classes that incorporate and include boundaries as one of its main components, I know that boundaries continue to be a very essential thing that we want to understand more and learn how to see where they're missing and kind of just find those blind spots, because we know we need it like an essential vitamin. Also, what I know is that it's not something that you just learn it in a day and suddenly you do it, because we have new situations and changes coming up all the time, and we're changing. And so it's always a good idea to revisit and look at boundaries, even if you've done it before, like I have. I constantly am finding areas in my life where I recognize I have some weak boundaries here and I need to do something differently about it. And to be honest, it could very well be because I wasn't ready to set effective boundaries with this one situation or with a relationship. And now I've grown to a place where I am ready. And so the way that I approach boundaries is very holistic. And so we're going to dedicate the next few episodes so that we can have a well-rounded look at it, so you're not just getting pat answers or just a little bit of something that doesn't really do anything. Because when that happens, that's when people say boundaries don't work. Most of the time, setting boundaries is like step 5 or 6. It's not the first thing you do, the second thing you do. There's pre-work that is essential that we need to do in order to be ready to set a boundary and be ready to hold the boundary, and also be ready to flex and adjust it with what we learn. So it's not a simple process, but it's worth it because of what we get from having good boundaries in place in our lives. So boundaries don't work when we have the wrong view of what they are, or we haven't really figured out how to do it in a way that works, or we're believing it's something that it isn't. Like, a lot of times people think boundaries are things that we explain to people and we give them the boundary. Like, here's your boundary with me. And those don't work. So we're going to go through more of that together, and I'm going to explain to you what makes boundaries effective and what makes a boundary a weak boundary. Since boundaries is such a popular topic and you can hear about it from probably multiple sources, why would you listen to me? In today's episode, though, I want to share with you, first of all, why I do feel like I am qualified to share with you about boundaries. Number two, I want to share with you three life-changing qualities that come with effective boundaries. And the third thing I'm going to share today is, what are the markers of ineffective or weak boundaries and strong, healthy, effective boundaries? And then in the next episodes to come, we're going to look at these life-changing qualities more. We're going to go into more detail about boundaries. I'm going to share stories, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be very real, and you're going to get a lot out of it. I will too. Well, I lived 40 years without effective boundaries. 40 years. When I was 40 years old, I started to entertain the idea, and become aware that maybe I could do things differently, reduce some of the overwhelm, the emotional exhaustion, physical exhaustion that was really my normal. It was my constant. It had this somewhat frenzied life, bustled with activity. Part of that is because I like busyness, but, and my life had a lot of happiness to it, but it wasn't balanced. There was a lot of disharmony. Just feel like if I could describe my life, I would say it's overloaded with a lot of things. A lot of it is good things, where I thought was good things. And a lot of it was things that I felt like there were obligation. And then a lot of things were really stuff that belonged to other people, but I felt like it also must belong to me. One time I found a picture on the internet, and I used it for the first blog article that I ever wrote for my coaching business in 2016 called an Overloaded Life. And it was a woman holding stacks and stacks of luggage, all stacked on top of each other. And I thought, that's me. That's who I was at age 40 and earlier. It felt like all of the heavy, important, valuable, imperative matters and the projects and the peoples, I was carrying them all. And then, but there was a time where I noticed it was toppling and I couldn't adjust it and I couldn't keep it up anymore. And it all fell over and it crushed me. And at that point, I realized I've got to take a good hard look at what I'm doing. So that was kind of the worst time of my life. I ended up having extreme adrenal fatigue, where I was just exhausted, which isn't like me. And I was having a lot of physical issues going on and, you know, hair falling out, not fun stuff that happens when your adrenals are so depleted and not working. It was the worst time of my life, but also God used it as the catalyst to open my eyes and show me more of the life that He really had for me, that I could walk into and I could enjoy. So that's a really good thing. When I say that I was living 40 years without many boundaries, trust me, it was true. And the reason why is I couldn't set or keep boundaries. I didn't even know how to do it because two things got in the way, two things that I believed. They were rules for me. I don't think that I, at the time, would have been able to say, these are my rules, this is how I live, and this is true for me, but it is how I operated. It was the subconscious beliefs that kept me, it really kept me in chains and prevented me from having the life of freedom that is meant for me. So the first one was how I viewed people. People's opinions and their approval of me would indicate my worth, my value, and my importance. People's opinions would let me know if my idea was valid, if my goals were good goals. And since I often did life the unconventional way, I just am an unconventional person, there was always this constant source of pain, insecurity, and self-shame because I didn't feel like I had that approval. The second rule that I lived by without knowing I was living by this rule was that the goalposts are always moving. And what this means is I can always do better. I can always try harder. I can always care more. There's always a way to improve. I shouldn't be satisfied. I can always be more giving. I can always put myself even more behind others and put my needs more on the back burner. I can always be more selfless. So I never felt comfortable having autonomy. I never felt comfortable like I could set boundaries because they were going to crumble anyway whenever I felt uncomfortable, whenever I felt like I was being challenged by a person or challenged by myself with the constantly moving goalposts. Even attempting to set up boundaries felt like a failure. And again, I don't think I was fully aware that all of this was going on until I started to see it. It's like in the mall in the 1990s. Do you remember those kiosks that would be set up and they would have artwork and you would go and you would look at the artwork and it looked like abstract art, just a bunch of blotches of colors and shapes. And then the person who is working at the kiosk would say, you need to squint and look at it just right and you'll see a picture. And sure enough, if you squint and you look at it just the right way, a picture would kind of, for just a few moments, your brain could make sense of it and it would come into view and it might be a scene or, I don't know, an elephant, whatever it was, you would see it just for a little bit. And you're like, oh my word, there is a picture there. I'm so grateful it never got fuzzy again. I could still see from that moment on the possibility of the kind of freedom that can be mine and is for me. And that I was never designed to live a life that was so overburdened, carrying all of that luggage. And so from that point on, it was all about how do I go forward and how do I learn? So I started to read and I started to take in as much information as I could. Some of it was good. Some of it was meh, it was okay. And some of it was amazing. That's what I did. I kept taking it in and noticing, praying, reading, studying. And I did that for years. And I'll say there was some very gifted, wise advisors that I am so grateful for. One is Patrick Doyle, and the other is Carla Downing. And although I have probably put in enough hours and time to say I have at least my master's degree in boundaries, I don't see myself as a know-it-all expert. There's so much that I'm still learning, but I am excited to share what I do know with you, what I have learned through the years, what I've learned through my own experience, as well as through coaching and working with clients. It's a joy. I mean, who wants to learn all these things and go through hard times if you can't find a redeeming purpose of it? That's why I'm doing this. And I hope that you find me someone that you can trust as well as relate with. Now, I already mentioned boundaries aren't something that you can just simply do. It's often not the first step. We can't put the cart before the horse. We can't expect to harvest from the garden if we haven't tilled the ground, planted, and watered the seeds. There's some hard work ahead, but it is so worth it. Let me tell you about the payoff. We're going to go into deeper detail about these three areas, but let me just summarize them for you. When you have boundaries, and oh, by the way, this doesn't have to be an all or nothing, since this life is a process of learning and trying and failing and growing, you're going to get the payoff regardless of if you think that you have reached like level 10 mastery level of boundaries, or if you just feel like you've upped it a little bit, you're going to experience this payoff. So the first one is focus. Boundaries give you focus. They help you see clearly. They help you have clarity. They help you to be able to prioritize. I mean, when you have clarity, then you can set your priorities. You can stay in your lane and see what's yours and what's not yours. When you have focus, then you can accomplish things with less distraction and with less detractors. Now, the other thing that we gain from boundaries is more space. And I definitely felt that when I was sitting outside and I was thinking in the woods today. It felt so spatial and wide and open and full of possibility. And boundaries give us that. We have space, we can be ourselves, we can stop over adapting. When we have boundaries, we have room for different options and we can make different choices. We have space, which means we have more time. We have more time because we're able to say no. Boundaries make space for more peace in our life. The third life benefit of establishing effective boundaries is freedom. Freedom, baby, my favorite word. Freedom is what we are created for. So once we start to see it, get a taste of it, and walk in it, we don't want to let it go. That picture at the kiosk comes into view and we're never going to forget it. It's freedom from people pleasing, from trying to do things perfectly. It's having self-responsibility and self-accountability. Emotional wellness comes with freedom. Freedom to think your thoughts and set your goals and plan your day. Freedom to just be who you are. Authenticity. We cannot have it without boundaries. There's work involved, absolutely. We're going to need to try things, shift, try again. There's going to be success and there's going to be failure, and it's a lifelong endeavor. But I hope that you're going to gain some insights and strategies, as well as some new motivation to have 2024 be the year that you grow in your ability to set and keep boundaries. So I told you there's a difference between effective boundaries and ineffective boundaries. And unfortunately, there is some misinformation out there about boundaries that we're going to be clearing up a little bit today and a lot as we go forward. Maybe you've tried setting boundaries, but you didn't experience some positive results. Maybe you expected it to be easier, or maybe you expected others to respond more positively, or that you would feel a lot more confident in your boundaries. Maybe you experienced some criticism or conflict. Me, I've experienced all of the above. It doesn't mean that boundaries don't work, but it may mean that you weren't creating effective boundaries. It could just be that maybe one or two features are missing, or you've got too much of the wrong thing mixed in. Here are some misconceptions about boundaries. The first misconception is that often we're told that boundaries are things that we tell other people what they should be doing or shouldn't be doing. The second misconception is that they need to be created with consensus with everyone involved. Like, you're going to have a discussion, you're going to negotiate and come to agreement on boundaries. That's actually not true. The third misconception is that boundaries are permanent. You set them and they have to stick. Again, not true. The fourth misconception is that they're really just excuses to be selfish or self-serving. I got a lot more to say about that one. The fifth misconception is that certain family members should be allowed to cross boundaries. Here are some truths about boundaries. The first, they tell the boundary setting person what they will do or will not do. It's about you. It's not about anybody else. The second truth, boundaries create a defining line around what you own, your choices, your emotions, your work, the things that you own. The third truth, that they can be adapted. You can set boundaries aside. You can pick them back up again, depending on your life stage. Truth number four, boundaries are essential. Absolutely. You already believe that now. We're 27 minutes into the episode, and I've already got you sold on that one. The fifth one, believe it or not, you are in charge of yourself because you're an adult. So it's your job to make the boundaries. It's totally your right your responsibility to set boundaries. It's up to you. I didn't believe that for the longest time. So I can't wait to dig into these a little bit more and share with you more of the features of boundaries, stories, some strategies. Good. What a great way for us to begin 2024. I'm excited about it, and I hope you are too. If you know someone else who would benefit from this series, and I mean, who wouldn't? It would mean so much to me if you would give this to your friends, share it on social media, send it in a text, invite others to join the I'm Meant to Do That family, and come on and join into the next episodes ahead. Well, my friends, I feel like this is a great place to stop the episode. We accomplished quite a bit, didn't we? We talked about my personal journey of not having boundaries and why I'm asking you to tune into the next episodes and trust me with your time, which I am always grateful that you do. We also talked about the three great life benefits that come from having boundaries. And we started the conversation about what makes boundaries effective and what makes boundaries ineffective by talking about the misconceptions that we have about boundaries versus the truths about boundaries that maybe some of them you didn't know. I wish you guys a beautiful rest of the week. Get some rest, get some sunshine, have some fun, and I'll see you next week in the very second episode of our series on boundaries. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. The best way that you can support this podcast is by hitting subscribe or like wherever you're listening to your podcast. Leave a rating and a review, and also send these out to your friends. You'll find links to all of the resources mentioned today in the show notes. Visit carriegoodman.com. On my website, I offer free resources as well as opportunities for group coaching, workshops, and soon to be courses. So check that out. Remember, it's for freedom that Christ set you free. Be yourself. Enjoy today. This world needs you. Till next time.